Langham's always been renowned for its fisherwomen, and in the 19th century, oyster fishing particularly was at its peak. And prawns were harvested from the river, oysters, cockles, mussels, and these would have been sold far afield. In fact, some of the Langham fisherwomen went as far as Tenby and even Carmarthen. There's a famous Frith photograph of Tenby fisherwomen on the north beach in Tenby, but actually there are four Langham fisherwomen. So the Langham fisherwomen would take their wares by donkey and cart and travel down to Burton Ferry, leave their donkeys in a field to graze for the day, park their carts, and then with large baskets called panniers, which they wore on their back with large leather straps coming down over the front, and hand baskets, huge hand baskets, they would go across on the ferry over to Pembroke Dock to sell their wares. And one enterprising lady actually had the contract with the defensible barracks up on the hill in Pembroke Dock, and she would take her wares up to the soldiers there, first of all going to the officers' quarters, then to the sergeant's mess, and then to the others. And if there were any left, I presume they bought them as well. So that was quite a very good contract. But others would have sold them around door to door around the town and actually going to places like Tenby. Indeed, Frith painted a famous Langham fisherwoman selling oysters at a doorstep. And so that's one, I'm not sure where that is, particular painting is held. But it's one of the iconic paintings of a Langham fisherwoman. There's another story which, whether it's true, but I have no reason to doubt that it was, that coming back from a fishing expedition downriver, they came up past Nayland and the royal yacht Victoria and Albert was moored off Pembroke Dock. And the fishing boat was hailed to come alongside, and the officers on board asked what they had in the boat, and they said, well, we have oysters and we have prawns, and actually bought their wares. We don't know whether Queen Victoria actually had any of the oysters or not, but certainly it is said that they were sold to the crew on the Royal Yacht Victoria and Albert.